The Ryan Tuberty Show on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Sky Broadband. Unlimited broadband so you can download, upload and stream as much as you like.
We are talking about the Erasmus. Do you remember that? Have you been on one? Did you do it in the 80s? Well, stay tuned because we're talking about Erasmus babies. Lily Lee is a student in Trinity College in Dublin and she contacted us because she is looking for these Erasmus babies. What is an Erasmus baby, Lily?
So an Erasmus baby is essentially a child whose parents met while at least one of them was doing the Erasmus programme.
Yes, and what is the Erasmus programme? Was it kind of a swap, isn't it?
Yeah. So it's a university exchange programme within Europe. Yeah. And it's been going since 1987. And basically, the Commission announced in 2017 that since the programme was launched initially, over 1 million of these Erasmus babies have been born. So I'm on a quest
right.
for them. Yeah, quest for these babies.
Because you're doing a thesis.
Yes, yeah. So I'm doing a thesis looking at the identity of these Erasmus babies, I suppose, to see if it's kind of significantly more European than your average child.
Okay, right.
Yeah.
They might have a spread of countries. Because the
parent might be from
one country, they might have two countries, and they could be living in a third country.
Yeah. I think that that's often the case, actually. And I think that, it's proving quite difficult to locate these, the supposedly 1 million of them. They're hiding them well. But I think that it's because I'm looking for participants who are over the age of 18.
Uh-huh.
So just, yeah, for
But still, the Erasmus programme began when? 1987.
Yeah.
Okay, so you'd imagine there's plenty of them around.
You would, yeah, you would.
So how many have found so far?
So far I've got five.
Five?
Yes, five.
Out of a million.
Yeah, but now I'm also looking to talk to the parents of these Erasmus babies for the thesis because I've had to kind of expand it out a bit because it is proving. And so the parents, they're easier to kind of contact. But still rather hidden, yeah.
Yeah. So if you were in an Erasmus since 1987,
yes.
You shacked up with somebody, you had a baby,
yes.
Get in contact with Lily Lee.
Yes.
And they could do that, I presume, on Facebook and all that.
Yeah, I think that if they contact you guys at the
yes.
at RTE and then they'll get in touch with me. Have your people.
Ryan
talk
at RTE.ie, absolutely.
Yeah.
And our people will talk to your people. And I mean, what is what is your thesis actually studying? I mean, you're doing European identities. Tell us about that.
Yeah. Well, it's a master's that Trinity have just launched this year.
Uh-huh.
Or, well, 2019, so it's brand new. And it's basically just looking at identity, the question of identity in the context of Europe, more specifically from kind of lots of different angles, identities and cultures. So it's very interesting. And obviously there's a lot there to look at. And the fact that it is an interdisciplinary master's means that, yeah, you're looking at it from many different angles, but it's a great course. Yeah.
Yeah. And are the Erasmus babies, have they thrown up fascinating stories that you can tell us about?
So not yet, because I suppose due to this whole corona, the corona chaos, it's all kind of been put on hold. So I've yet to interview any of the former babies. But I think that it will be interesting, kind of, you know, a lot of people, or not a lot, but it has the question of identity among students who have taken part in Erasmus to see whether or not they come out of the programme feeling a bit more European. That's kind of been looked into before.
Right.
But to the best of my knowledge, no one has looked at, you know, the identity of these babies who are kind of a byproduct of the Erasmus programme.
The placement. I suppose
what
is the European identity? It's kind of, if you're any part of Europe, we always kind of, maybe because we're English speakers and you kind of think more French and German as being classic European identity, really, don't you?
Yeah, well, I mean, so it's very difficult to say, and I'm kind of none the wiser. I mean, but I think that after doing this, I'm not yet finished the master's, but getting there, and I'm none the wiser. I don't really know what a European identity is as such. What I'm looking at is to see if your European identity would be stronger than your national identity. So do you feel more like a citizen of Europe? And if you're one of these children, maybe, and someone asks you the question, where are you from? It might be difficult, more difficult for you to say, you know, Ireland or France, and Europe might be easier. So I have had one Erasmus baby has revealed that to me, that, okay. The question, where are you from, really stresses her out because she's like, I'm from Europe.
From Europe.
Why do I need to say?
No harm in that. So people are following, they're telling their stories, hashtag EU love stories. But the Erasmus babies, contact us, ryan@rt.ie, and the Erasmus babies' parents, and tell us your story so that Lily Lee can get on with her masters. Good morning to you.
Yeah.
Thank you very much. Before you go, Lily, we just have a message come in. We have two babies, 1 and 3. We met studying abroad in Amsterdam in 2008, 2009. I'm Irish. My husband is Northern Cypriot. We are very interested in this theme of European identity. That's the sort of thing you're looking for.
Brilliant. Yeah, that's brilliant.
We will link the people up with your people and all of that. Thanks a million. The best of luck with it.
Thanks so much. Bye-bye.
Thanks a million. It's almost 10 o'clock.